I'm Joe Palca. It was a feisty president of France who met with a feisty president of the United States on the sidelines of the NATO summit just about a couple of hours ago. Both President Donald Trump and President Emmanuel Macron, aware of each other's criticisms toward each other from earlier in the day. The number one issue in the world today, according to Mr. Macron, is the defeat of ISIS.
And I think number one priority, because it's not yet finished, is to get rid of ISIS and these terrorist groups. This is our number one priority.
The answer apparently not in sync with President Trump's point of view.
That's why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Because sometimes you can have some temptation from the U.S. side, I don't say about President Trump, but could be the press, to say this is European responsibility. I'm sorry to say that.
President Trump would assert himself again in a few minutes when he gave his view regarding the creation of the European Union.
I inherited a situation where the European Union, which was formed partially for this reason, I guess for a lot of reasons it was formed, but partially to make better or take advantage of the United States. And they've done that very brilliantly. And frankly, it's not right.
One curious response that seemed to fly in the face of stated U.S. policy was when one reporter asked the president if the United States supports the protesters in Iran.
I don't want to comment on that, but the answer is no, but I don't want to comment on that.
President Trump would clear that statement up a short time afterward on Twitter, revising his answer in support of the Iranian protesters, complimenting a White House press release that had been released on November the 17th. One huge bit of news was the revelation by President Trump of what he called a conversation he'd had with Russian President Vladimir Putin about nuclear arms agreement. This is VOA News. The issue of President Trump's impeachment came up while he was sharing the stage with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. His feeling was that he would get a fairer shake in the Republican-controlled Senate, where he'll be entitled to call the witnesses that he chooses, including former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. One reporter asked him what he would hope to learn from Congressman Schiff if he were called in to testify.
I learned nothing from Adam Schiff.
What
I think he's a maniac.
What would you want to learn if he testified?
I think Adam Schiff is a deranged human being. I think he grew up with a complex for lots of reasons that are obvious. I think he's a very sick man, and he lies. Adam Schiff made up my conversation with the president of Ukraine.
Chairman Schiff did jokingly do a parody of a phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine, which he has acknowledged was poor form. White House and Republican leaders throughout Congress have consistently complained that the process has been unfair to the president during the investigation in the democratically controlled House of Representatives. Kamala Harris is expected to announce the end of her Democratic presidential campaign, according to a campaign official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Harris launched her campaign in front of 20,000 people at a chilly outdoor event in January. The first woman and first black attorney general and U.S. senator in California's history, she was widely viewed as a candidate poised to excite the same segment of voters that sent Barack Obama to the White House in 2009. She raised an impressive $12 million in the first 3 months of her campaign and quickly locked down major endorsements meant to show her dominance. Her most memorable moment came when she challenged former Vice President Joe Biden's views on busing at a debate in June of this past year.
And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
But as the field grew, Harris's fundraising remained flat. She was unable to attract the type of attention being showered on Pete Buttigieg by traditional donors or the grassroots firepower that drove tens of millions of dollars to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Iranian state television on Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what it described as rioters in multiple cities amid recent protests over the spike in government-set gasoline prices, the first time that authorities have offered any sort of accounting for the violence they used to put down the demonstrations. Amnesty International believes the unrest and crackdown that followed beginning in mid-November killed at least 200 people. An Iranian judiciary official disputed the toll as sheer lies without offering any evidence to support his position. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.